This weekend's Motherlode Views is continuing to focus on the topic of fire safety in the midst of the summer fire season, as we're talking here in mid-September, where conditions are very dry despite a little bit of precipitation that we got earlier this week. The landscape and the conditions still very dry all across the Motherlode area. And one of the big issues is continuing to be the Washington fire cleanup as well. That's another topic we're hitting on during this weekend show. We're joined on the program by Dory Beats, who is the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, and Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga. I'll go back to Dory Beats, Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. Can you tell us a little bit about the Washington Fire, you know, the debris flow study that's being initiated and the steps being taken?
Yes. So after a wildfire, obviously, most of the vegetation has just been scorched and not there. And through normal precipitation and rainfall, a lot of that vegetation would normally be absorbed or absorb the rainfall, excuse me. And so when there is no more vegetation, when we have rains then, and lots of rainfall, we could have a debris flow, you know, after the fact. And this is very common in a lot of areas that have seen wildfire. And whether it's a small area like ours at 136 acres or a very large, massive wildfire, depending on the slope, the topography, and of course the type of vegetation and the heat of the fire, we really want to look at what the potential might be. And if you look at where the fire was at, you have Highway 108 on one side and then 49 and Stockton on the other, and those slopes going up where the fire burn scar is are actually quite steep. And so we want to make sure that first and foremost, that we do the hazardous household waste removal, and then try to get as much of the debris after that removed as well, because if we get a lot of rain and that slope itself is not stable, then we could have washout or runout onto both of those major roads. And so we are working currently right now through a partnership with the U.S. Forest Service, Stanislaus. We are very fortunate, and thank you to Forest Supervisor Jason Kiken, who is allowing his staff, a soil scientist, Curtis Kwame. We are working with him to kind of understand and look at that. They'll do some mapping. They have programs that are able to look at that slope and map out, you know, the terrain and where we might have some problems. And then, of course, we want to possibly identify some of those mitigation things that we can do, whether it's creating berms to you know, move flow to a different area to control it to a certain extent. But we want to make sure we're looking at that. And it's not always the immediate thing. You know, obviously, after a wildfire, our immediate most concern is obviously our displaced families and the structures that have been lost, and then that household hazardous waste removal, and then the debris removal. But long term, as we get farther into winter, we could have a lot more rain. We hope we have a lot more rain, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to prevent any impacts to other structures that are existing, other private property owners, and those particular roadways. So we are working on that currently.
Yeah, definitely pray for the rain, but not the mudslides.
So. Right.
Also, I know the emergency alert notification system is something that I know Tuolumne County and the city of Sonora, for that matter, is really encouraging people to sign up for, and it's a fairly relatively new thing in recent years. Can you explain a little bit about what it all is?
Yeah, so Tuolumne County, we have the emergency alert notification system, and the program we use is Everbridge. And in that ability, we have folks that can sign up and elect their phone or devices, landline, cell phone, et cetera, to get notification in the event of an emergency. Every emergency is going to be different. And in this particular example with the Washington fire, obviously getting that notification out as fast as possible. What folks don't understand is that obviously it is a system, right? It is an electronic system that has its flaws, just like we as humans do. And so first and foremost is getting folks to sign up for that so we can get you into the system. And it's making sure you go in and elect those particular ways to be contacted. Second is obviously whether the power goes out or communication cells go out, our ability to contact you sometimes is interrupted. And so we know we had a lot of folks that were frustrated possibly with the delay in the notice of the evacuation. We are currently working to fix, I guess, for a better word, the bugs in the system that is created. And between OES and the sheriff's office, we will be looking at that and really making sure that we improve upon that system. But first and foremost, it is so important for folks to sign up for that. And it is important because that is our way to communicate often with you. And so it's a free service for you. You can go right onto our county Office of Emergency Services website, right? Or even actually in the county webpage up at the top, it says emergency alerts. Click on that. You'll get to the page. It'll walk you through that. We hope to be doing a video as well that will be on our website that kind of shows you the specifics and how you can get down and making sure that you're doing the right things in the system to make sure you get that notification when we need it.
And that is something put on Tuolumne County's website. City Administrator Rudy Conga, is that something that also covers City of Sonora residents?
It absolutely does. So the city and the county work hand in hand, obviously, on emergencies. And this system covers the City of Sonora residents. So we urge our City of Sonora residents to please sign up for this service as well. They will be notified for emergencies within the City of Sonora jurisdiction, as well as those for the emergencies within the county. So we are actually going to have a link as well from our City of Sonora website that will direct you to the county portion of their webpage that will allow you to be able to sign up for this notification system. So again, in hand in hand with the county, we urge our City of Sonora residents to sign up for this system.
And anything you'd like to add in regards to the response and what was witnessed on the Washington Fire?
You know, I would just like to say the City of Sonora is extremely grateful for the response that was done on the Washington Fire. It really highlights the great collaboration between the city and the county. Although the fire started in the county, it came into the city. We had great collaboration in responding both from the city and the county side, and both fire agencies, law enforcement agencies, and other city and county departments that responded to this fire. So from the city's perspective, it highlights that even in the worst of situations, our departments and our jurisdictions can rise to the occasion and work in a manner in which we were able to save our city and our community. So we're truly grateful on behalf of the city.
Yeah, it was definitely a heroic firefighting fight among firefighters and first responders. I'll go back over to Dory Beats. You know, were there some, you know, challenges that you really noticed in fighting this fire?
Well, I think the first point to remember is that no two fires are the same and no two emergencies are the same. And as Mary Rose had emphasized, great collaboration. First and foremost, when you have an event, and it's important to develop those relationships prior to. This is not during the event moment time to develop those relationships. And we've had great relationships beforehand in working out some of those issues. But in this particular fire, obviously, we did see some things that we know that we have to work on. And as I talked about the Everbridge and the emergency alert notification system, connecting with our evacuation, our transportation, even our shelter management. And all of these things will be discussed amongst those first responder agencies that were a part of the decision making that happened that day. And we will get together as we always do in what we call an after action review. And it's an opportunity for us to kind of highlight the things that worked out really, really well and those things that we need to kind of tweak a little bit or improve upon. And so while we were very fortunate in the first responder connectivity and the response itself, for example, the air resources, we also, need to work with our partners about shelter location, making sure that our buses can get in and out with individuals that needed assistance in evacuation, which I think went really, really well. There wasn't any negatives in that respect, but just improving upon our communication during the heat of the moment, for a better word, is that we have a few of those things that we will continue to work on, and that will come out in our after action.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Dori Beetz, Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, and Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga on this weekend's Motherload Views, talking a lot about the Washington fire response, also just general issues around the fire season, which continues at this time. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.